Hey guys, welcome to I Love Green Guide Letters, the podcast where we talk about the letters to the Age newspapers, television and radio lift out, the Green Guide. I am Steel Saunders and I do love those Green Guide letters. You guys, it is a beautiful grand final day public holiday for some reason. And we are lounging and podcasting in the mother-in-law's podcasting lounge because that's what she's kind enough to let me do. And we have got a classic coffee-fueled letter lover. A man, maybe the most edited person ever on the podcast. Welcome back. It's at Bart Lowell himself, Bartholomew Freebarn.
Hey what? Everyone, I really love you all. Thanks for having me. I'm Bart. Love the fresh morning feel on my face.
Wow, that was an amazing first take, Bart.
Who's going to church? Much. Who's going to church after this? I'll be in church. See you there.
I'm going to the church, mate.
Yeah.
The G.
Oh, yeah, the G church.
Yep.
Yeah, I go to any church you want to. I'm non-denominational.
Nice.
Yeah.
Football church.
Mate. Yeah, that's right.
And our other guest is a first-time letter lover, a good pal of mine, a comedian on the Melbourne scene. Welcome to I Love Green Guide Letters, Sonia Delorio.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being
had. I'm also going to church.
We're here to sacrifice our time.
Yes.
And hopefully comedy for the Green Guide Letters.
Yes.
Because that is the church of TV complaints.
Yeah.
We're at the altar.
There. Yeah. This is, would the altar be the television and this is like the confessional booth?
Oh.
And you're the priest.
No, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
The Green Guide Letters is the confessional booth.
Okay.
And then I'm the priest. Telling other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know they have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, as Jeff's been skimming money out of his auntie's pockets.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Oh, yeah, they're sharing it with their... Oi, Bishop, guess what happened the other day? One, I got a wristy through the thing again. I don't know who it was. Two,
was
whoever
that
had...
Free barn guy.
Yeah.
But they had a really nice watch.
And soft hands. But they'd also killed their brother. Crazy. Anyway, I think the same hand, actually.
Because it's like, you know, comedians, they go to a gig.
Mm.
And then the next time they like they see someone and go, oh, I did, you know, I did the Exford last night.
It was awesome.
And you tell people, oh, you know, like,
yeah,
this guy did this. So I think they go, oh, I did confessional 3 yesterday.
Yeah.
And, man, Judy.
Priest chat.
She's got some real issues.
No, I think there's like a clause that they can't disclose, like doctors.
Yeah, but...
Well, none other doctors I don't talking know if about...
I don't know if you've been following the news for the past, I don't know, 20 years or so, Sonia, but... There's a few clauses that these priests have.
Some of them are a little unethical. Yeah, yeah, all right. This I gotcha.
Little unethical. I think little fits how they're unethical to me. Is that okay? We're going to get edited?
I think we're fine. I think we're fine.
Whew, all right.
Now, I went to see some comedy entertainment last night, Sonia.
Yep.
I went to see Bartholomew Freebarn's...
Oh, a new show.
Fringe show.
Brand spanking.
How was it?
It actually...
Out of 10...
No. Oh, it was a
that's
million.
A bit rough.
It was infinity.
Oh, that's a lot of zeros.
It was infinity coffees.
Mm.
That's how good it was. But it was like you were sort of testing out material.
Yeah.
You had the notepad and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it gave me so much anxiety. I had nightmares about your show.
Oh, really? How come?
I was doing a gig. I was doing the same sort of thing in the dream.
Yeah.
But it was in a schoolroom.
Ooh.
That didn't have a roof.
Okay. So it's not really a room.
Well, it was like a portable.
Yeah.
You know, the portable schoolrooms.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then the roof wasn't that
put on yet.
Maybe that wasn't as portable as the rest of the room. And then I went to get the...
You could have already blown it off with previous jokes.
No, Nick Cody was on before.
Oh, yeah. That's leveled.
And... So I went to get the mic and the mic wasn't there.
Mm.
Like it just wasn't there. And then someone found the mic, but then it wouldn't click on. Like it was like it just had a nub.
Yeah.
It was like a microphone and then it had the metal had grown over
oh, no.
the plug hole.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think I woke up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, those anxiety dreams.
I have those dreams all the time. Anxiety comedy dreams.
Anxiety comedy dreams.
I get up on stage and the whole audience just like leaves the room.
Whoa.
Or just like everyone's talking or there's someone weird there that I don't want to be there. And actually, some of them are just probably my geeks. I'm just getting them confused.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why are you dreaming my memory?
Yeah. Yeah, it just sounds like you don't know when you're awake. Had this dream, podcast with Bart and Steele, a lot of weird words.
She always just, as a safety net, comes on to Biggie Smalls's, it was all a dream. And then no matter how bad the gig goes, you just go, guys, I had a crazy dream. Yeah.
It's not a bad name for your show next year, Juicy.
Juicy?
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Oh, right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, God, fake fan.
Yeah, I am too.
Why does it say the word juicy at all?
Not that I can remember.
Bad marketing.
He's a poet. He's a master of words.
He doesn't play by the
ain't no rules there with Biggie.
Okay.
And he's a ghost now, so he really doesn't have any rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, at all.
Big ghost.
I don't know if it can. What is? It's like a big cloud, I suppose. It counts, maybe.
Yeah, do they have sizes? I don't know.
Yeah, do they have sizes? Or if they don't actually impinge on any physical space, is size a thing?
Can you lose weight as a ghost?
Yeah, if you weigh nothing.
Well, like, can you like run around the clouds? Do you know what I mean? Wake up early, do a few laps of the clouds?
Yeah, that's some... Yeah, I'm thinking a lot about clouds. I want to put cloud jokes into my show because I think they're the closest thing to ghosts in the world. They're
do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay.
But I do believe in love after love.
just don't do the one all my emails are in. It's very sensitive.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, no cloud. No, none of that kind of cloud.
Okay.
That's got... Okay, so theoretically, a book has no physical form, right? In a way. Like, it's got the paper on it.
It's a book.
No, but it's not...
It's a book.
What?
It's not. Like, if you think about it now, especially, it's just information being held on a physical thing.
A book.
No, but think about a digital book. Like, it's just words, but the words don't... They're nothing. They're just ones and zeros.
Because it's digital.
Yeah, but that's...
But that doesn't... Like, the fact that there's a digital book...
Yeah.
That doesn't negate the presence of books.
Actual books.
I'm just saying that ideas don't have physicality. That's what I'm saying. They're held in a physical, container, but they're not a physical thing. Like, an idea is not physical. So, an idea is sort of like a ghost, is what I'm saying.
Like a ghost book.
Yeah, well, every book's a ghost book.
Every book is a ghost.
So, once you've read a book and you, say you just read the book, and as soon as you finish it, you just throw the physical thing into the sky and it flies off and you've still got that book in your head, it's not physical really, is it?
So, you're just putting ghosts in your mind.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You're capturing ghosts.
So, at the start of a classic comedy film Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know, and they start off in the library.
They aren't afraid of no ghosts.
And the lady turns around and she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then like Ray Parker Jr. starts singing.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that was just, she was surrounded by other ghosts.
Pretty
and the
much.
Ghostbusters should have been like, it was like, hey, we are really surrounded
by ghosts. Well, that one, in all ghost movies, they are malicious for some reason or another.
No, what about in Ghost?
They're all
the original Casper? Ghost movie.
There were malicious ghosts in there. He
liked pottery.
He just wanted to. He really loved his lover, and he couldn't let go, could he? And he was. It was an unjust death.
Oh, so you think he had a malicious phantom boner?
He had a malicious boner. Yeah, every boner is kind of malicious. I'm going to be honest. Every boner is a bit like,
I'm going to fucking mess you up.
Oh my God.
You starting me, mate?
Yeah,
you fucking starting me?
I'm going to cause some trouble.
Are you saying that every boner is a threat? Because
I think so.
That is bad territory.
To an extent, it's the same. Okay, so. A naked man, naked woman, you look at the nakedness, you're like...
Oh, sorry,
right,
we've got
naked.
To tell you, this is an extreme left-wing feminist podcast.
Yeah, I identify as a book.
A ghost book?
Well, like I said, every book is a ghost. Yeah, if people are naked, fine, but if someone is naked with a boner, whoa, fuck, you've just taken your nakedness up a level.
Yeah.
It intensifies.
It's scary.
You need some pixelation, buddy.
Yeah, you need some pixelation or just to leave. Hit that with a spoon. Ka-plunk.
People generally aren't naked with boners out in the wild.
Well,
maybe not you.
Not for you, mate.
It's generally
I see a lot of boners.
free
punching
range.
A lot of stiff dicks.
I had a meeting about making a book the other day.
Oh, really?
Because I was so thrilled about having... Like, I'd find it very gratifying to have, like, an actual solid thing.
A
like,
physical thing.
Look what I made.
You mean writing a book?
Yes. Yeah.
I think saying you're making a book is better.
It just sounds like you were going to bind books together.
Oh, I'm pretty
get
keen.
Get into a new career. Yeah.
I had to negotiate. And so I was like, how about if I stick it together? And they're like, all right.
You can write
job.
The words too.
So I'm pretty pissed off that you've, like... Like, I this is going to be my crowning achievement to have... Because I just want to go into, like, the Barnes & Noble bookshop in the Grove near our house in LA.
And see it.
And go, maybe just do in-stores, impromptu. Yeah. Like, no one even knows.
Yeah, just stand there and be like, you want me to sign it? They're like, who are you?
That's why you were so defensive about books being a thing.
Yeah.
Barnes like, they don't exist. No, I'm going to make one. They do.
You should be saying, I'm filtering ideas from the void out of my mind cave, out of my mind portal into reality.
Yeah, I think my tactic made the meeting go a bit better.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I've had a...
Bart doesn't have a lot of meetings
I've
with
had a few.
Studio execs.
They haven't gone as well. Yeah. They're like, but I'm like, nothing's real, man. Money's just a construct. Give it to me. Give me the construct.
Why can't I make it in LA?
Yeah, I think I'd do fine in LA. Need to get in all leather and get some studs all over me. People be like, that dude's going places.
Yeah, because LA's pretty creepy.
Oh, it's so crazy and creepy. It is. It feels like one in five people are seriously mentally unhinged in LA. But then everyone that I know that lives there, like Steele and Jackie, who've been there for a while, don't notice it particularly.
Yeah, right.
No, you do. Yeah, you do. It all just blends in.
Yeah, until you just... I go, did you just see that man? They're like, oh, no.
That's
no.
Gary.
Yeah. Well, he's just hanging out. I'm like, he's not wearing anything.
But it's what you get used to.
Yeah.
And that's what always annoys me is that people don't know it's the future.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Yeah, it's true.
So when I went to this book meeting, this is a very big book meeting.
Yeah.
And I went like at the downstairs office. Like there was like a, there was no, like in the, like the, you know, the building had multiple levels, floors.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. What are you talking? You're talking some hot game here, pal.
Yeah, like Nick Cody would have to tell some amazing jokes to de-roof this bad boy.
Or get onto the top floor and start.
That would be cheating.
Yeah, it
would He's a hard worker.
Yeah, he is.
And I touched a screen to the company I was going to, and then the guy I was having a meeting with, his image appeared. Oh, hi, Steele. I'll be down in a minute. Oh.
Shit.
And then I started talking to him. I was like, oh, I
where
love you.
Are you?
I love your video screen. That was amazing. He goes, yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? And I'm like, dude, this is the future.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They go, if you went to an office block 10 years ago and the guy you were meeting with's face appeared on a TV to say they were coming down, you'd be like, whoa. And that sort of thing, like iPads and stuff. You've got every, imagine when you're a little kid going, oh, imagine a bit of glass. That's got every movie ever made in it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You'd beat the shit out of that kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
You go, don't talk about such black magic.
Yeah. Darkness. You know that the twist of all this was that whole office building was full of ghosts. That man that you met had been dead for 55 years.
He wasn't a book. He was a person.
No, he was a ghost, which is really a person book.
But also, you were like, if 10 years ago this happened, you would be like, poor. It sounds like you were like, poor, anyway.
Yeah.
In 2017.
Yeah, nothing changed.
Your mind's
you're just putting your reference. You're like, man, that still freaks me out a heap.
Good point. It was my first screen.
Yeah.
You never forget your first one.
Well, it's your first office screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Admittedly, you've had a screen for ages now.
A fair while.
That you take for granted.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I love them. Yeah, love them all.
They're pretty special.
I appreciate them.
You're going to get the new iPhone 10?
Nah, I'm more an 8.
Oh, you're an 8 guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 seems a bit much.
You want a 10?
I don't like that little notch on the screen.
The notch?
It bugs me.
Does it?
And then this guy, a friend of mine who's like a tech reporter in San Francisco, he really hates the notch. He started like... He's like the Corey Bernardi of notch.
Oh, wow.
He's like campaigning against the notch.
Far
He's
out.
Furious about it.
Do you know about this
what
notch?
What is a notch? No.
I was going to say, what is this Bernardi?
Who is this Corey gentleman?
And so the screen is like all glass, mm-hmm. and it sort of like bends around, so the screen goes right to the, like, so when you watch a movie, the whole thing is like the curved movie. Yeah. But then there's this little notch at the, this little black indent where the microphone is, or there's something.
There's a, it's for the facial detection as well. There's like an infrared blaster and a projecto thing.
Yeah. And so it's like you've got this, you've bought this giant TV or whatever, and then someone's just put this big bit of black masking tape just in the center for about a foot of it. It's like, why do that?
Yeah, that sounds shit.
So people are like fans of no notch society, like fans of like a notch, a no notchless society.
Yeah.
Are very worked up.
Yeah.
Right. And so that is bled into my lifestyle. And so that is why I'm choosing...
Sticking with the 8.
iPhone 8. And this podcast is brought to you by Apple's iPhone 8.
Wow.
iPhone 8. Better than 7.
Yeah. Turn it on its side. It looks like iPhone Infinity.
No notches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you were saying that you did Geraldine's show last night.
Yeah.
And... maybe you...
It was very fun and...
And you were summoning some books.
Yeah, I did a seance live on stage.
Yeah.
That...
Was that just a reading? You just did a reading?
Did you ever, like a...
You just read out of a book?
No.
Oh, yeah. Because that's where the ghosts are.
Oh, the ghosts are. Yeah. Oh, I forgot 5 minutes ago. <It's all
right. laughs> So now, like when you're doing it, maybe you were just, oh, we didn't get any ghosts, but a few Harry Potters were like floating in front of us. That was weird.
All
but
the characters came out.
Now you know. Did you have a Ouija board or whatever they're called?
Yeah, I made a Ouija board yesterday at work. Anyway.
Are you a witch?
Where do you work?
I work at La Trobe University.
Black Magic Kia.
Theatre and Film. So, I was just getting props and shit, getting organized. She had a spooky theme last night.
That's theatre talk, everyone. Yeah. Props and shit.
Yeah. Fourth wall, break it down, motherfucker.
I like that new scene in the movies. It's like directed by props and shit.
Props and shit.
Yeah, I made a Ouija board out of just paper and some good cardboard and some texter.
How good?
It was great.
How good was the cardboard?
It was very thick.
Oh, yeah.
And gold on the back.
Whoa.
I think I made a really good Ouija board, but I did that thing where, you know, you've got a certain amount of paper and you've got to kind of judge the letters that you're writing. Yeah. So I fucked
it. Hey, wait, no, we judge the letters in a little bit.
Yeah.
That's later on in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So you, normally, like, I suppose, you're trying to fit all 20s.
Yeah, so I did it like in a like an arch, but X and Y and Z, were like... down to the side. I fucked up.
Have you got yes, no in there as well?
I had yes, no.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't. Yeah.
Can I ask you this? What is the layout of a Ouija board?
Ouija board?
Is it like the QWERTY key system, like on a laptop, or is it?
Oh, it goes A to Z.
Oh, traditional.
Yeah.
Okay.
And an arch and yes, no at the top. And a lot of them have goodbye down. Well, some of them have hello down the bottom.
Wow.
Some of them have goodbye.
Yeah.
Is it? Depends. You should add... like an option of like making this Ouija board was the worst decision in your life and I'm going to haunt you forever. Is that an option down the bottom?
What about lick my balls? And it's just like balls. It goes like all the way off and there's like paper.
But lick my ball. If you're like your job was that you're a typist in life.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You're a really good typer. Mm. Speed typer. Type. You're a writer, whatever. And then you die. And then you're coming back through the Ouija board.
Yeah.
And all the keys are in a different spot now.
Yeah, you'd be confused.
That'd be fucking annoying.
Yeah.
That would lead me to haunting the person that made that Ouija board.
Oh, I think ghosts are all seeing, all knowing maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Once you get those keys, you get used to them.
We didn't get a ghost in last night. We didn't get any spirits. I think because there were some non-believers in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I specifically asked them to leave before we started if they did not believe.
It's like the reverse version of your nightmare.
You're actually trying to get people out.
I can't have people in here for it to work. I had this dream. I was doing a seance and no one would leave. It was fucked.
Yeah. So... inner city Melbourne's not a place for ghosts. You got to get out.
Well, we're at the Imperial Hotel. Apparently, that's haunted.
By
all the comedy deaths.
Oh, the open mics.
It's a very
it's old.
Old building.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's haunted.
I once spilled a beer there, so that's probably floating around.
That was coming back.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes there. I just think there's got to be a lot of animal ghosts around. What about all the insect ghosts? How many insects have been just squashed when they didn't want to be squashed?
They're probably playing with like ghost sugar cubes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was something in the building, but it didn't quite click.
Pop
Maybe
off.
The spirits knew. They didn't want to come onto a comedy show. I don't know.
That's their like they actually died in a comedy show.
I haven't done a seance since high school, so I used to do them all the time.
Really?
Really?
Fuck yeah.
I'd be too scared. No. Like, it's one of those things that, like, do you believe in that? Nah, we'll do it. Nah.
Yeah, because, like, I don't believe in anything. I'm not spiritual. I'm not religious.
You weren't raised religious at all?
I was raised Catholic.
Catholic.
What about electricity? Fucked. Electricity.
Electricity. Nah, don't believe in that.
Yeah, okay. Gravity.
Nah. But.
Sound waves?
Fucking say. Nah, nothing.
Okay, so you can't
but
hear me.
But there's something. Nah.
I just started mouthing words and
realized it's not good podcast material.
There is something about these seances that they're true.
I think there's like
I can't explain it.
Okay, what's the thing that's tipped you over the edge?
Okay, so for example, if we were doing a seance,
which
here
we
today,
are,
which we're not,
which we're not, which would be good.
We're not ghosts.
Hey, ghosts.
Because it's going to be a number like divisible by three.
Okay.
Or actually, like, let's say Bart and I were doing the seance.
Good.
And you ask a question that only you know and we don't know, and the thing spells out the letters, the answer to the question.
But so how does the ghost know?
Because they're spirits and they know everything. It's but freaky.
I just think you're mistaking ghost for the internet.
Google ghost.
Yeah, maybe.
Google. You're just the seance is someone, there's people behind a laptop being like, ask us a question. And they're like, what's the population of Guam? You just see this tick, 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 tick. 7 million.
I don't know. No. But I did. Yeah. There was a friend there last night and she was into it. She's like, let's do one. Let's do one next full moon.
Let's What's a moon one. Got to do with it?
It just works better. So you're asking me.
You get like ghost werewolves.
Out of this world.
Is this a combination of you being a teenager and getting your drink on and then like making out with people?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I heard something. What? Someone touched me. It was a ghost. Oh.
Just point to where they touched me. They touched me on my Ouija board. But they touched the yes bit, so it's all right.
But there's like heaps of forums online and stuff and like heaps of instructions how to do them. Mm. I was reading this one forum and it's like one of the questions was what to do if you start communicating with a demon.
Oh.
Fuck.
What do you do?
You just stay calm and collected. You do not try and engage with the demon and you end the seance immediately.
It's like podcasting with Bart.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm
just
no demon.
Edit it.
Pod demon.
And demon you're in my realm now. Lick my asshole.
Yeah. How to communicate with a demon. Listen to them, then edit them out. Was there a demon if you edited it out? I don't even know.
Are there any like ghosts on the forums, like going, hey guys, this is how we like it? Like,
no, I don't think they can tap into the internet.
Do you think maybe ghost is like an offensive word to ghosts and it should be like
spirits?
Yeah, or just
physical,
non-physical entities, non-corporeal humans.
Yeah, non-bodied.
Yeah.
Non-bodied entities.
Yeah. That's a lot more respectful.
So the first half of this podcast has been very offensive.
Yeah, maybe that's why they didn't come out last night, because we were not being respectful to ghosts.
Yeah. Mm. Ghost piece of shit, I'll fight you. And then I'll die and they'll get me. Oh, no. How about I never die? That's a good idea. I'll do that.
Are you a demon?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
are you a book?
I'm a demon book. Yeah, I live forever, but I don't exist. So it's a good deal.
Nice. Are you excited for the football?
Oh, man, I'm so fucking pumped for it to be over.
Hey. Oh, that's a good twist.
Yeah, I did a good twist on it. Yeah. No, I don't mind. What about you? Are you a supporter of them?
I was raised a football fan. Mm-hmm.
This is how you start every sentence.
What?
I was raised.
Yeah, I was raised.
Are you
raised.
A Bombers?
No, Collingwood. So I don't follow it heaps. My family are all footy nuts.
Mm.
Yeah, footy crazy.
Steele's big crazy football fan.
Yeah, I know.
I watched it the other night. I got home from the live podcast.
Yeah.
And
oh, the Tigers game. I was right.
Yes.
That was cool.
I don't know why.
What do you believe in less, the footy or ghosts?
I know, footy's real.
Oh, footy, yeah.
Is it real?
I've kicked one.
Oh, all right. Really?
Yeah.
You haven't kicked a ghost?
Hopefully not. And I've if I have, I'd like to apologize. I don't want to mess with this, this afterlife. Real,
I think you, there's something in you that's kind of scared.
Just terrified. I just want to make...
It's like, I don't believe, but I don't want to disrupt this world.
I don't want to be making pottery and having some ex-girlfriend watching me.
Stop going to pottery classes.
Yeah, just leave pottery out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I actually... Speaking of Swayze and the great man,
yeah.
After the football, so I watched the football get kicked, and it was very exciting. I like enthusiasm, so I liked how excited. Yeah,
I agree.
But there was a player because they made it into the grand final, the Tigers, and there was just a man in the middle of the field in front of 90,000 people, just bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
That he got to play one more game this year.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You get to play another game this year.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to be. I did it. It's my dream.
Which is weird because it's like you're so good at your job and it's like, Jeff, you've done so well this year. I know it's Friday, but you're going to be working Saturday as well. Thank you, boss.
Well, to be honest, you would be crying, but not happy tears.
Yeah, no overtime.
So the grand finals is, it's sort of just like a sporting version of Office Space.
Pretty much. I'm going to need you to come in on the weekend. one of my fave movies.
It's good.
It's a real good movie.
It's a bit frustrating.
Have you seen it, Sonia?
No.
I recommend it.
Get on it.
Yeah, get on board. Mm. That and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Two ones that I think are great.
Star Wars, also good.
Okay.
Check that one out.
Don't start on The Phantom Menace. Heads up.
Just start on Star Wars.
Go with Ridgy Didge.
But, so after the football, I was flicking around. And because I don't watch like the broadcast TV very much. I get fascinated just that things are on TV.
Yeah,
it's
so strange.
And also the ads in between, yeah. I get really intrigued with. But I caught the end of Dirty Dancing.
Wow. Classic.
And it was just... He's not a very good actor in it.
What?
It's like the character... has hit his head. It's like he's suffering
a
concussion.
You said you didn't want to disrupt the spirit world.
Yeah. You're disrupting the real world.
No, but he's sort of... I watched it where he was just about to leave. It was just like, there's nothing for me here. I'm going. Mm. But he's... I just felt like he had a concussion or something. I felt like there was something missing.
I feel like there's... You know, throughout time, there are those people who are... You watch back and you're like... What? They've just got that sort of star power or something that means they don't really, you know, they're popular because...
Yeah.
For why? You don't know why.
Yeah, yeah. It's not
he's
the
very
best
handsome.
Actors.
He's a really pretty man. He's a beautiful man.
He's got
man.
Something.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
But not necessarily the greatest actor.
But, however, this is maybe where he is the greatest actor after all, and stop besmirching his good name, Sonia. I'm very upset you'd bring this up in my podcast.
It's been a reversal here.
Yes.
Like,
I've been blindsided.
Very soon after that, that scene was the end scene where they have the dance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, where I had the time of my life.
Yeah.
Let's just say that midway through it, it was like I'd made the grand final. I was immediately caught up with it. When they did the jump and stuff, I was like, this is great.
Wow.
This is great. Yeah. So he is a great actor and... You're a bit of a bitch for bringing that up.
Oh, you started it.
You're fucked next seance, mate.
Was he acting in that scene or dancing, though?
Yeah.
It was all dancing,
that's
right?
Just body acting.
He was acting like he could dance.
Yeah.
Right. He was a professional dancer before he became an actor, wasn't he?
I think that's why he was cast in the role.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought he was a professional potter.
Yeah. No, he was... Well, he's a man of many skills. A ghost of many skills.
He made the pottery dance.
He did.
Mm. And that was no act. How about we love some letters, you guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
yes.
right.
Let's do it.
Here we go. This one is titled, Their Goose is Cooked.
Oh, great.
Nailed it on the head, Deb Hunt. Oh, so this is going to be referring to a letter from last week.
Okay.
Deb Hunt wrote in last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Which Deb Hunt, it sounds like one of those names that you make people say in high school. That
yeah, just... well, you know who Deb's husband is.
Michael?
Yeah. It is. It's Mike Hunt.
fart is so happy.
It makes me so happy. It's one of the best things about the world.
This is literally the happiest I've ever seen you. And you're a pretty happy guy normally.
Pretty happy
and
guy.
You're in the sunlight, so you're just like glowing.
Yeah, his ears are glowing.
Yeah. It's actually a ghost. It's the ghost of Mike.
Oh, fuck. I think he's descending after.
Yeah.
It is like you are in front of the window, and so the sun, so your ears are like, don't they look like they're lit up like Christmas?
Yeah, it's the force.
Do. Wow, I've got to get a photo of these lit ears.
Force ears.
I don't know if it
feels nice and warm.
The back of your ears?
Yeah, it's good.
Right there. Let's see if we can get.
The sun's shining on you.
Yeah.
It's like your ears are haunted by the sun.
Well, I think your ears are, you know, that's how you pick up ghost vibes.
Your ears
noises.
Are
yeah. Sweet, sweet ear noises.
Do you think since noise-cancelling headphones were invented, that has meant there's been less reports of ghosts?
Probably, yeah. If I wear them at home, I don't know if anything else is happening. Or like if I'm just in my room, no visual, I'm just like, if someone knocked
someone
on my door.
Someone could be yelling for help.
Yeah, wouldn't know.
So do you think once you've put
help,
them on,
there's a ghost.
I'll be like, oh well.
Yeah. Do you think when you put them on, the ghosts know and they like they party?
They come out. Bart's got his headphones on.
Yeah.
Do you think the words in the books ever jump and swap paper?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Deb.
Back to Deb. Nailed it on the head, Deb Hunt. My wife and I said exactly the same. We watched a previous series of MasterChef and were also disappointed with the outcome, but thought we'd give it another go. Though we were disappointed leading up to the end. What a life. Do you think the viewers are so stupid as not to see it's a total farce? Gary, George, and Matt really stuffed it with those scores. That's it. You've lost us forever now. I guess a few million others. And that is from the very worked up Malcolm Harrison in Preston.
All right. Mm. Just down the road.
I reckon he's going to calm down and watch another season.
Exactly. There is no way that in 6 months' time I'm going to be reading out, that's it again, Master Chef. After saying I'd never give it a go, I gave it another go.
Did he say they were losing faith towards the end? But
they liked it and then they hated the result at the end.
It were disappointed leading up to the end.
Leading up to the end.
It was just do you think that was like a gradual 5 weeks of disappointment?
Yeah. We're still going to keep watching.
Yeah. It's.
And isn't it on? How often is it on? Like every night or something?
I can't tell you.
Has it been going for... It feels like it's been going for 10 years.
Yeah, a long time.
That's a long series.
That's a lot of...
A lot of masters.
A lot of cooks.
Yeah. Too many bloody cooks, mate.
A lot of yummy foods.
Yeah.
Yum.
Do either of you watch it?
No.
Mate, I live it.
I have watched it in the past. Oh, really?
I fucking live it, man. I'll cook a food and then just score it and throw it in the bin. Like, it's not fucking good enough. 0 out of 10.
Who eats sand? Do you ever pretend when you're cooking that the pressure's on?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I disagree with it on such a base level of like, who's the best cook? You're like, shut the fuck up and just eat the sandwich. Who cares?
And you were like, oh, we're all the best cooks in our hearts.
No, it's just that if you went around to someone else's house and they were cooking dinner for you, you judged it.
That harshly.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it such a weird phenomenon that we're not just happy that we've got food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the bestest food. And I want it to actually look good on the plate.
Oh,
plating. The tummy where it has to look good.
Yeah.
All chopped up.
Imagine how much food they just chuck away. Like, what do they do with... Surely they can't eat everything.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they give it to ghosts.
Oh, give it to ghosts.
Yeah. Well, right. Cast and crew.
Or maybe the cast and crew, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a half-eaten meal from George Compar.
Send this one down to Judy in props and shit.
Just shitty. Three fat old men just hunkering over some kind of dish, looking at a nervous person being like, oh, maybe not, you didn't quite make it, mate. And it'd be fucking delicious. It'd be fine.
It'd be, everything.
Just fine. Delicious.
But how can they eat so much? I've heard them say like, oh, it's not really that much because you're just having a bit of each.
Yeah.
You're eating all day.
Yeah, eating all day.
Do you know what they should do? And this would be a good tie-in. or maybe they could all compete, all the different fast food places. And it's about replicating like the translite images above the counter. Like, you know how like the nuggets are like so beautifully laid out in McDonald's, and there's there's like they have like the ingredients of like the barbecue sauce like where it's not just like I always put some
the salt, the
together.
Pepper.
Yeah. That'd be good. Just to like you had to plate up like fast food. Like, all right, your challenge is you've got this 3-piece feed.
So it looks like it is in an ad.
Yeah, like now we're trying to move some gravy, so really enhance the gravy in this one.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be all right. I know there's people doing that. They try to gourmet. They'll do like a smear of sauce. That's one thing I find on a plate. You get a square plate with something and it's got like a smear going off.
Ew.
You know, there'll be like shoo of color.
Because normally smears are frowned upon.
Smear's not a positive thing ever, really,
it's
is it?
A great word.
What did you have? What did you do today? Oh, I did a smear.
Was it food related medical? Or were you at the clinic?
Are you okay? Well, I don't know yet. I'm just waiting for the results. I still don't know what you did.
It's like, how'd you go on MasterChef today, love? George said I did a great smear.
Yeah.
It's like, were you nervous? Yes.
Yeah. It's never good, is it? Just a smear. We're going to smear some sauce, some glaze, some coolie.
Stop smearing.
Yeah, stop smearing. Yeah, I don't know if MasterChef has ever been good, has it? It's manufactured drama, which is one thing that annoys the shit out of me.
Well, I think, are they saying that it's getting like faker as it goes on?
Oh, it's a farce.
It's a farce.
Oh, sorry. So I have to correct. I have to correct myself. It's a total farce.
It's a total farce, right? I guess like once you've done a show for a number of years, you've got to ramp it up. You know,
just wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up.
But if it's making enough cash, they'll just beat that dead horse. Just get as many dollar signs out of it as they can.
Excellent.
Keep going.
Bart just did the best act out of abusing a horse then.
Real limp-wristed. Just real soft.
Great wrist action.
The horse is like, oh, stop it.
You know, what were you holding in your hand, by the way?
A sword. Yeah, a big sword.
Just chopping the horse.
Yeah, like a claymore, like a Braveheart sword. Just one-handed because I'm strong. And I'm vicious.
Now, I do like the presumption of Malcolm Harrison. He's read one letter from Deb Hunt, right? Wife of Michael. And his wife and him said exactly the same. But then at the end of the letter, he vouches for a few million other people.
Yeah, he's really stepping up there.
That's one sizable Facebook group they're on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He did some door knocking.
Or did a Twitter survey. Did a Twitter survey and he got a few million responses. He's like, shit, this kicked off hard. Fuck, I can write a letter now.
My survey went viral.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite reality show?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love it.
Demi was, highly acclaiming that one. Yeah.
It's very good.
What about you, Bart?
I reckon the news would be number one for me. I got you guys.
that is like...
The news is too real.
It's too real.
That is like some faux bad modern day Bill Hicks material.
It's great, isn't it?
You know, my favorite reality show, The News. Yeah. We're all getting voted out.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think I've got any favorite. I think it's all maybe The Biggest Loser for a little while because I like watching people cry.
I couldn't watch it. I was actually here at Jackie's mum's house and we watched the one where it was the whole town.
Oh, yeah.
The whole town was losing weight.
Yeah, it was like Horsham or...
Ararat.
Yeah, yeah. So the whole town, they selected like the fattest people in the town or something or the most interesting or something.
The most interesting. Who happened to be the fattest?
Yeah.
Hey!
And...
They drew a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
Those in the middle they just chose.
So, the more you look like a Venn diagram, the more likely you are to be on the show.
And so, they picked all these people that had such hope and, you know, they had, you know, like, they were really sad about how their lives were and stuff. And in the first episode, they had to, like, walk up a mountain, like, a road, but they had to walk up
a steep road.
Yeah. And they were having the worst time and they were... And I was like, nah, I'm done. I can't watch this misery. So I'll just come back. I'll watch the finale when they're all, you know, they've done meth to lose weight. And they're
doing
faking.
Meth to lose weight is a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know they did.
Did they really?
Yeah. We did an episode in LA a couple of years ago with AJ Rochester that was like the original host.
Yeah.
And she was, she alleged that Adro, I think it was.
Adderall?
Adro.
What? Adro.
He was like the, he won Adro. The first
his
one.
Name. His name Adderall. G'day, my name's heroin. I'm cocaine. I'm marijuana.
Well, he hit the pipe to lose weight.
Right.
And she was just like, just dropping. It's an, like, for people listening, go to AJ Rochester with Dave Anthony, classic episode in the Patreon little feed. Dave Anthony's, I think it comes across in his voice, but his face while she was dropping all these accusations about The Biggest Loser was priceless.
Wow. Yeah. He's flipping his shit.
It was just sort of like, whoa. Because he's got this stunned face.
Yeah.
It was extra stunned.
Backstory.
That's great. I like my favorite. I the one series Paradise Hotel that was great.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It was on really late here, like about 10 years ago, and it was about you had to like find someone to sleep with in the hotel.
Oh shit!
You didn't have to have sex with them, but you just had to share a bed.
Oh.
And if you didn't find someone to share a bed with 2 nights in a row, you're out.
Oh.
So it was fucking awesome.
That's brutal.
Yeah, and you had to keep swapping or something. It was crazy. But if people want
to, so wait, you could go to someone's room and be like, "Can I share a bed with you?" And they're like, "No."
Yeah, and then
that is brutal.
Yeah, but then you had to find someone else.
You had to find someone.
That's how I live my life. When I get into a hotel, I'm just knocking on doors, being like, "Can I crash? Can I crash? Can I crash?
Let's snuggle." Can I crash?
There's multiple times being in Noumea in New Caledonia, the hotel that I stay in, the Ramada, is like they're not very organized. And so you go into a room, it's already got someone in it with your little card, or someone comes into your room when you're in bed.
Wait, was there a film crew there?
No. Okay. No film crew, but you're just like, the fuck? And a Chinese couple like, what are you doing here? You're like, I was here first.
Whoa.
Yeah, just random.
Was it a hotel or a squat?
It was a hotel. It's a 27 story. It's the biggest building in the island.
What was the intercom system like? Any video intercoms?
No. Okay. No, it's way off that.
Sounds like a squat to
it's
me.
It's all coconut radio. Coconut radio? Coconut telephone.
But I sort of see that as an alternative reality show because it was so underground.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But my favorite is done well, by the rules, no bullshit, Big Brother.
Right.
OG. With up late sections that are unedited.
So roots. You just want to watch porn.
No, I want to see
Paradise
arguments.
Hotel.
I was thinking Big about Brother. The other day when there was that the first few seasons of Big Brother, I was transfixed.
I think I was on the first season. Yeah. Like, the first Australian season.
I remember watching the website for updates.
I think I voted.
Wow.
I don't know if I ever actually voted.
That's crazy.
Because I sort of thought that was like, that was for the suckers. That was for the real marks, rubes. But I would always, like every up late with Mike Goldman, I'd be like, yeah, cut to the house, Mike.
You get to see some crazy shit.
Yeah, I remember one night Gemma, she's been a real cow.
Yeah.
And she was being a real hypocrite and there was this big argument and I was like, I was like, you're fucked this week, Gemma. I think that's when I voted.
You voted. You cracked.
She was the lipstick queen.
Right. Yeah. Plus girl. Yeah.
And it was a great show. But when they, like later on, they kept like swapping people in and out.
Oh, yeah. They get invaders and stuff.
Yeah. Too
messing
many people,
with the formula.
Yeah. Just put them in there. Give him some
let
beers.
Let them run wild.
And hate each other.
And then let the winner be on Neighbours.
Yes.
I think that's what happened.
Or get
right?
a radio job. Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about that on the podcast the other day. It's just like,
kicks off people's careers.
Once they get that sweet radio job, it's like, yeah, don't bring up Big Brother again.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
Fitzy. Oh, I remember where you came from, Fitzy.
Where did Chrissy Swan come from?
Fucking Big Brother.
Yeah.
And Blair, although Blair's not around anymore. I don't think there's... Is there any other Big Brother people that have...
Sarah Marie, did she do something?
No, Sarah Marie went from...
Like the biggest
The biggest
star.
To the nothingest.
Oh. Disappeared.
I can't even find her. Like when I go to my mum's house and she's got all like the woman's days and
thinking
all
that. She's there, she's hiding.
I'm just like, come on.
Why Sarah? Are you looking at woman's day? You realise there's the internet.
No, that's my... You can't trust the internet.
No. Don't trust it, mate.
Woman's
Go
day is your news source.
No, for stuff like that. Because I remember once they were like, Reggie, where is she now? And she wasn't having a good time. But so I'm always after... Like, I just want to... I want the woman's day take on where Sarah Marie is now.
Sarah
From bum dance to bumper family life.
Look, if woman's day don't know, no one does.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. That's probably the... It's the best journalistic... pillar that we have left in our country.
Yeah, because you go on the internet and they're keeping all like the multiple pregnancies that like the princesses had under wraps.
Really?
What?
But Women's Day, they're reporting new pregnancies every 3 weeks.
Oh,
that's how long it takes.
Yeah.
To get a new pregnancy.
Well, when you're royal,
the
crown speeds it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of sex method called the crown.
They put a crown in you.
Yeah, it just widens you out.
Yeah. Oh.
People can just throw it up there.
I think a ghost just escaped out of Sonia.
Yeah.
No, it went in there.
Oh, ghost.
When you have the baby, it's called crowning, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
The head comes out.
Mm. Yeah.
I came out feet first, though.
Oh, really?
I don't know what they call that.
Slippery.
I think they call that nearly going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, is it bad?
Get the umbilical cord.
Is that, do you think that's...
feet first is bad.
Yeah.
Like right. like through your
life. I was
life.
Ready to go, mate.
Yeah.
To fucking play footy.
Yeah.
In the great game.
Fuck, maybe I missed something. Well, because the AFL Women's League started this year.
Yeah.
And I went to the first game and it was just amazing and just like inspirational. And it's
do
just
you hear
like,
that? Sorry, you got on the first game, but that's like... Just on the bandwagon for the popular one, and then did you go to the second game?
No, I didn't
the
go
fourth
to the game. No,
just the first.
I want to be there. Anyway, it's sure. watching it and it's inspiring, and it's like, oh, imagine if this was around when I was a kid. Maybe I would have started playing footy. Then I remember that I'm fucking unco and so unfit and just.
Maybe
the
different
worst
when
shit
you were
kid.
Seven. When you're seven, you've probably
just fallen over myself. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah.
And it hurts. The bumping into other people.
It hurts.
It's
yeah.
not into it.
Yeah.
I'm such a hypocrite because I did watch that first game. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
People
it was
were very
amazing.
Happy. People were very happy about that.
Yeah.
The but do you think like coming out feet first, like when you look back over your life and things you've done, you've like, I've had a real feet first attitude. I'm always the wrong way up.
No. What? Wrong way. I'm always falling over.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So we'll mark that down
shit.
As a yes.
Yeah. Feet first.
Yeah. Something went wrong.
Are you particularly good at handstands?
Oh.
I can do handstands, yeah. Handstands, cartwheels.
Shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe that's it. Maybe you...
Maybe I'm supposed to be upside down
yeah,
all the time.
Living life upside down.
Have you ever slept like a bat?
No.
Maybe you're a bat woman.
Oh, my
Ooh,
God.
Batgirl.
Yeah. You could do echolocation.
What's that?
That's where they use sound to find out where they are.
I have very good hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Am I a bat?
Maybe you're a bat. Shit.
Sonia is grabbing the couch pillow in realization.
Am I a bat?
She's flashing back for all these moments in her life.
I've got to rearrange my bedroom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How often do you hang glide?
Never.
Well, yeah. You should get into it.
Yeah.
You should get into it. All right. How about this one? This title is my dream. It's titled Selling Out.
Oh, yeah.
I had the displeasure Sunday night to watch the free-to-air screening on Channel 7 of The Dressmaker. It was an absolute disgrace. How many ads were presented during this screening and in inappropriate places? Also, the aspect ratio of the film was all wrong. Channel 7 has done a disservice to the Australian film industry and its viewers by presenting The Dressmaker so badly. It leaves little wonder why people are staying away in droves to free-to-air television. And that is from Kevin Janner in Brunswick.
Yeah, Kevin.
Great.
Represent.
Kevin's also done another survey. Yeah. Droves of people.
Yeah.
She's, no, but he sounds like he's done a survey of sheep.
Yeah.
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 Not much cattle watching tonight.
Yeah. I'm a drover. That's what I do. I'm a drover.
Now, my favorite thing is to hear people really angry about something I have zero knowledge existed.
Yeah.
So The Dressmaker, I'm gathering it's an Australian film.
Yeah. Must be. Have you seen it?
I've seen a chunk of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you saw the Channel 7 version.
Hey.
I just keep popping ads up.
All right. Describe the chunk. Oh, this is classic Sonia where she just watches the first 25
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, and then Kate gets on Winslet, the bandwagon.
Oh, Kate Winslet, her character.
Kate Winslet's in it.
Yeah.
Mm. That's not sounding very Australian.
Well, as a young girl, she killed someone in the town.
With Jack. Because he could have fit on that the bit of wood.
No. It's a different movie.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, right. Different characters.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
They're not all the same.
It's not a Titanic sequel.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, she killed someone.
Was the someone also King of the World?
Yes. No.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So they were very angry.
Killed them with her dick?
And so she comes back and they think she's a witch or something.
All right,
but
fair
she's
enough.
A very talented dressmaker. And okay. She makes clothes for people in the town and they love her again.
That makes like Ralph Lauren a wizard.
Yeah. So it's like, you killed someone, you're a witch. Oh, sick trousers, you're all right.
Yeah.
And that ends.
That is a great summary.
Cool.
You haven't even seen it.
There we go.
So
but the ads disrupt that.
They're so ads for trousers, though. Those are the trousers that Kate made.
So let me ask you this, Sonia. They think she's a witch.
Because she killed someone.
Because she killed someone or because she can make sweet dresses.
I think...
Or she just came back.
I didn't watch enough of it to know whether they think... Yeah, I think it's because she killed someone. And they think she did it with her mind or something.
Oh.
This could be totally wrong.
Wow.
Maybe she's
but they think
Jedi.
There's something quite off about her. Maybe she is a witch in the movie.
She could be a Sith Lord.
That's why she makes sweet clothes.
Real sweet clothes.
Yeah, just puts them together with her mind.
So
mind.
Doesn't even need a sewing machine.
With her mind.
Do you know anything about his death?
I feel like they were kids playing around and something went awry.
Playing around or playing around?
Hey,
wink.
Wink, wink. Touching the buttholes.
Oh, no. Playing around in a non-sexual way.
Like they touched their buttholes
together.
You
just winked then. Was that a double wink?
Oh, no.
Did I?
Yeah.
That was a one double, the one.
You've done several blinks.
No, that's cancelling out the blink. If it's a double, it's a no blink.
I'm now gonna report
I'm
on
now
each
trying to keep my eyes open really wide.
Blink.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
So I know what happened.
They
were playing around. They were in the lake and they were practicing that jump move from Dirty Dancing.
Yes. Oh. And someone fell in the lake.
Well, she was doing the holding and he was doing the jumping and she pushed him as he jumped up and he flew into the sun.
Oh.
And he sizzled real quick. Everyone thought she's definitely a witch.
And that's why you got to keep the genders the right way around.
Well, I thought, yeah, women are too strong.
That was God saying no.
They're too strong. They'll throw
the man needs to be underneath.
Yeah, otherwise.
I think they find out that someone else did the murder. Anyway, I don't
know. Yeah, okay.
There were too many ads. I couldn't work out what was going on.
I'm interested in this 30 minutes, say, that you've seen. What like, let you just go, I'm done with The Dressmaker?
Oh, look, the script is a bit cheesy. Like, yeah. Just a bit.
It's a period piece back in, like, the 1910s.
Yeah,
1840s, yeah. Something like that.
1840s.
1622. It's the year 12.
It was a year one.
That'd be great. The dressmaker's like, what have you done?
It was movie, year one.
I'll just weave some sheep together and hung them off a man. Oh, that's nice. It's a nice dress. It's a living sheep dress.
But the thing is, when you're like then, you're like, clothing, it'll never get better than this.
Yeah.
There's no way we can improve this process.
It's the peak. Yeah.
People are like, have you heard about neoprene? You can just wear a bodysuit everywhere. Well, those morph suits. They would have never, if they had stopped, no one would have made those morph suits.
It would have been a tragedy.
Oh, yeah. Ads. I get why people aren't watching free to air. Ads are shit.
Too many ads.
Netflix all the way, yo. Or Stan. HBO Go. You got a lot of options now.
HBO Go is pretty good. Can you get that in Australia?
Or you could just like download The Dressmaker.
Don't do it. It's illegal.
Pirate Dress.
Pirate
Dress. Pirate Dress.
Would you download a car?
Although Kevin doesn't sound like a big downloader. I was watching free to air.
Yeah.
Like a good citizen.
How do you use this internet? What do you mean The Dressmaker's hiding in there? Get it out. Listen, Sonia.
A seance and just Dressmaker.
Yeah.
Back in my day, all air was free. All right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. How about this one? Fingers off the pulse. Are the producers of Pulse, the new medical serial of the ABC, really serious? God help anyone who has landed in that chaotic hospital expecting reasonable treatment for whatever ailed them. It looked more like another dating option show than a serious medical drama. As one of the surgeons uttered mid-operation, sex on toast. That is from Pamela Pilgrim.
What?
Mid-operation, sex on toast.
What the fuck? What is Pulse? Did you know Pulse?
I have no idea.
You know Pulse? No, I don't know Pulse.
It sounds like a medical drama.
It sounds like a...
There's too much...
Sounds like a circuit
winking
class.
Going on.
There's a shit ton of winking.
Yeah.
Because that is sort of one of the main ways they can communicate. Because when they're in the surgery and they've got the masks and the hat.
Well, they can say sex on toast.
True.
Or wink. Yeah.
Which sounds brutal. Like crumbs. Oh,
yeah,
crumbs everywhere.
Crummy. Sex is not. It's sex is messy anyway. It's messy enough.
Sex on a crumpet. Don't
add dry things to it.
Yeah, don't add.
No, but sex on a crumpet, it seems like soft and seems like a good surface. Like if you get a giant crumpet.
Are you going to put anything on the crumpet? Or are you going to have the. You're going to put butter in there?
I'd rather not say.
Hello. Jizz. Sex on toast.
But
it's a lot of toast. You got to like just put it all across the bed and then you jump on the bed and it just crunches.
It is actually also the name of a band.
Sex on Toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the Ramones. That's a band as well.
The Ramones?
Yeah.
So what's Sex on Toast? What kind of music do they play?
They're playing like...
That was one of the best segues in podcasting history. Yeah. Come on.
Do you want to talk about the Ramones?
No.
The Ramones was not uttered in that hospital room.
Yeah.
Do you think that there'll be in Pulse, in the Pulse universe, let's enter the universe.
The Pulseyverse.
Yes. That on their toasters, it's got like defrost, crumpet, sex.
Mm.
And then how do you think you cook... What?
Yeah, that's in the staff room.
Yeah, but what level of cooking? Like how cooked is a sex toast?
Oh, I've got it.
Like burnt or?
No, I know what it is. Every time you press it down, it pops up and goes, oh. And then you press it down, it pops up and goes, oh. You keep pressing it and popping. Oh, that's
the sex. Hurry up, I need to go into surgery.
God damn, this, until it just pops out and flies out the window. You're like, oh, that was a good one.
Well, maybe you'd want it to stay down for a long time and it only pops up once the toast is alight.
Oh, yeah. It's on fire.
Yeah. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
You need a bit of variation.
Yeah, right. I think you got to get a bit of movement for that to light on fire. It actually lights on fire by pushing it up and down too quick without lube. If you haven't buttered the toast, it's going to light on fire.
You generally don't butter it before you put it in.
Well, I don't know where you come from.
Jesus.
But if you're doing sex on toast, you should be buttering it up.
Oh.
You don't want to go in dry.
Oh, we're still talking about toast.
Oh, fucking God. I'm ready to pop. Someone's listening on the Hurstbridge line just wiping their brow of sweat. Jeez, this is a pretty hot episode.
My God.
Oh, all right, one final letter. This one is titled Shortchanged. I'm a big fan of Sterling Archer. Anyone have any idea about that this exists?
No. A show? Television show?
Yeah.
Right.
Sterling Archer? What? I know Archer, the cartoon. That's
No. This is different. It sounds like... Like what my nemesis would be called.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like Steel Saunders hates Sterling Archer.
Yeah, it's good. It is good.
We went through
rival podcast.
We went through the academy together. Yeah. The Academy of Podcasting. Yeah.
With his rival podcast, I Hate Blue Guide Letters.
So this guy's against me because he's a big fan of Sterling Archer. Fuck you, Eric Peterson of Brighton East. I think I'm going to read your letter now. Oh, yeah. I am going to read it. I'm a big fan of Sterling Archer, so I get annoyed when I record the show late at night to view later, only to discover that some inferior program has been substituted. The network seemed to do this a lot, presumably to discourage people from recording.
That's correct.
9/11 was an inside job.
It was. 100% was, yeah.
Eric, I can't believe they even published this letter. It's so controversial.
They got him. They've got him.
What a deduction.
Yep.
They're off. They know what I'm going to do.
We'll just move this one here. And then if it gets too gnarly, it's like, hey, Channel 10, it's Channel 9 here. Can you just put the footy show on? Because, like, they keep finding it. They keep finding it on our fucking channel.
They're recording it. We don't know how we got the technology to tell if someone's recorded it, but we got it.
They're recording Sterling's thoughts as well.
Ah, okay. All right. That was... It's not often I just... reach true euphoria in the middle of a letter, but here we are. The network seemed to do this a lot, presumably to discourage people from recording, but all they achieve is to get us mad, and eventually I abandon them altogether and get free DVDs from the library. Oh. I can wait. And that is from Eric Pedersen, Brighton East. Now, does anyone want to take a wild guess at Eric's age?
I'm going to say... 187 years old.
Because I like, I you know, too. Just previously Bart was talking about, you know,
it's
commercial
gonna be
TV.
80.
Yeah, and he's like going, you know, Netflix, HBO Go, and that's quite, you know, that's young person thinking.
Yeah, that's you got to be under 40 and think like that.
The more retired, like, you know, I'm going to take this free to air TV. It's like. The library's got some free DVDs.
Free DVDs from the library. The fact that people still have DVD players is amazing.
Just do that from the start, Eric.
Yeah. So good.
Like sometimes people, when they write letters, I get annoyed that they've... It's just like, this is so petty. But the fact that he's like had the outcome of like, I'm leaving it. I've got the patience to wait for free DVDs at the library.
Yeah.
That's more annoying because I find patience annoying.
Yeah, right.
Like how can you wait? Like when, say, Lost was on or whatever and people were like, well, we've got to download it illegally. Yeah.
Mm.
They want it so bad.
Because it's not going to come out here for like, you know, 8 weeks. Yeah. And people are like, you should just be grown-ups and wait for your TV programs to come on. And it's like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I want to know what the Dharma Initiative is up to this week. I have to know now.
It's addictive.
It is very addictive. It's that weird thing that he's dealing with the issue so well.
Yeah.
That I hate his guts.
Clearly, but not well enough to just shut the fuck up about it either. Do you know what I mean? He's not dealing with it well. He's like, well, I've got the patience. You clearly don't because you're complaining about something that doesn't exist.
But he's also the only letter from today that he's just on his own. Everyone else was like, millions of people aren't watching. Droves are turning away. He's just like, me, I'm going to switch off.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Channel 7's onto me. I've been doing something I'm allowed to do, but they know I'm doing it. So they... Oh.
So, do you think he's down at the Brighton East Library and it's just there's no one else in the DVD section? He's like, yeah, I'm a fucking maverick.
You know what he's doing? He's there as they're opening up. He's just at the door like, is it in yet? They're like, nah, sorry, mate. He's like, fuck, I'll be back tomorrow.
Do you think like he goes there like on a Thursday and it's open like, you know, 9 till say 6 and then he goes there on a Saturday and it's only open like 10 to 1 and he's like, yeah, they fucking do this to discourage lending.
Yeah.
I'm fucking onto you, library. Yeah. Yes. I'm going back to free-to-air TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does sound a little paranoid.
A little bit. It's only 10 to 1 because there's new DVDs out on Friday.
They don't want to lend them. They're the good ones.
Yeah, that's even if it's their job. Great.
The fact
that is it just any free random DVDs? Like, I assume it's not. Is it Sterling Archer or is it just getting anything?
Well, I can't vouch for a show that I have no idea what the fuck it is.
I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah.
We'll come back. You can do
it. I want to see what he's about.
You can do a free DVD report.
Yeah. I'll just do the whole plot synopsis so he doesn't have to watch it.
But I like that he's so enraged and paranoid about his show moving around that he believes they're moving it so people can't record it. Not knowing that the entire business model of free-to-air television is to get the most people watching a program at the one time.
Yeah.
So they know what washing detergent to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
And by randomly moving around shows to discourage people from finding them.
Recording them. It's so weird.
Might not be the best business model.
Mm. No, look, he's right. You guys are wrong. That's it. He knows what's up. He's older. He's wiser.
Yes.
He's definitely older. Seen the world.
You're half right.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. He's wiser. He's actually only 17. So.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for loving the Green Guide letters.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh. Are you guys thank ghosts?
You. I'm not.
You're not a ghost. Yeah. No, it was great.
But this podcast will be haunting iPhones for years to come.
It will. That's one thing I think is great about podcasts. We have actually created a ghost.
Mm. Yes.
Ghosts of ourselves.
A very torrid ghost.
Are you
ghost.
Saying we don't exist?
Well, we won't soon.
In the future.
Yeah. Mm. Relatively soon. Yeah, I mean, in the cosmic scheme of things. The,
yeah, entire it, yeah, history of the...
Say if we're all alive for another 100 years, like, which is pretty amazing. Mm. But then after that, we won't exist.
Oh, hey, if I go first, Sonia, can you seance me?
Yes.
And then put on the new Star Wars film.
Mm.
Whatever the new one is at that time. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to miss it.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Would you do a deal with a demon... maybe me, maybe someone else, where you could live for an extra however many years, but only when the Star Wars film was playing. So you would come to life to watch the film and then you'd die, like you'd go back again. So you'd be like, right, you're allowed to live for longer, but only when Star Wars is playing. So you don't get to interact with anyone, you just get to watch Star Wars.
But I'd be dead anyway.
Not when Star Wars is on. You'd be alive, you'd get to enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal.
So, yeah.
But I don't die normally earlier.
No, you'll be gone. But you'll be alive for any time a Star Wars thing is on.
Oh, I know. You can die now and come back any time Star Wars is on.
Okay, so you're a better demon.
Live your normal life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bart's
one just... come back.
Bart's one just seemed like a free pass.
No. It's like death now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I better see this one out.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys.
Jackie would be pissed.
Wow.
I actually was thinking.
You're not. Are you even a true fan?
Not a true fan, clearly.
Hey, I've seen 20 minutes of it, right?
Yeah. Have you already seen 20 minutes of the new one?
No.
All right. I was going to say, fuck. Someone's got the bloody inside track.
Nah, mate. Bartholomew Freeburn, where can the good people of the internet track you down?
Bartlol.com, at Bartlol, Twitter, Instagram. Hooray.
Okay.
That's it.
What about pods?
Pods. I got Finty Grimbles, I got Spirit Blast, and We're Not Doctors. Also something for the drive home. It's an older one, but it's a goodie.
It is a goodie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
When was the last one done? We did one with Nicholas Cody.
We did one in June. Did a sneaky new one in June. We'll probably keep putting them out occasionally as well.
Sneaksy.
It's still getting about the same number of downloads per month that it always has for the last few years.
Says something, doesn't it?
People are sniffling at it.
Effort? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Just listen to the thing you've listened to again.
Well, it's rarer now.
It is.
You keep them wanting more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's now classic.
It is classic. Mm. Yeah, it's a couple of years old. Podcast terms, that is vintage.
Mm.
Definitely. Oh, it would smell weird as a podcast. That podcast would.
It's a great era for swear words.
Yeah, lots of swears.
Now, Sonia, where can the good people of the internet track you down?
They can find me on Facebook, Sonia Diorio, and I post about all my gigs, my great gigs that are not nightmares.
Yeah, the real gigs, not the dream gigs.
Yeah.
Do you have a Twitter?
Twitter, yes, but I don't tweet anything.
Oh, no.
I'm so bad at it. I'm the worst millennial.
Oh, come on. Just work on some tweets.
All right.
Yeah, do some zingers.
Oh, my God. That's like my homework.
Yeah.
Do a tweet.
Yeah. I was on a pod.
You should tweet, do a tweet.
Do a tweet.
And then do some emojis afterwards. It's great.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Yay.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that really fun episode with Bart Freeband and Sonia Delorio. Great to have Sonia on the podcast. And if you enjoyed her, let her know. Get her tweeting. Get her tweeting on Twitter, which is the best place to tweet, you guys. Twitter is a real tweeting hotspot these days, I have found out. And if you're on Twitter, we always post the latest episode. We pin it to the top of the Twitter feed so you can easily spread the word and hit retweet. And we do the same on Facebook. So you guys sharing the episodes really help us pod it forward. If you are in Melbourne and you want to experience the Star Wars The Last Jedi premiere at the most excited level possible, come to the Steel Wars The Last Jedi premiere, which is on the 13th of December at Knox Ozone. We've got buses going out, or a bus going out to Knox from the city if you need a ride out there and back. And directly after the podcast, next door to the cinema at Seamus O'Toole's, we'll be doing a live reaction podcast with the likes of Demi Lardner, Nick Mason, Paul Dempsey, the crew from Sans Pants Radio, and Xavier Michelides is returning as inverted commas George Lucas, plus even more guests. It is a night of pure joy. So even if you want to just take in what we get so excited about over at the Steel Wars podcast, check that out. Tickets are on sale at steelwars.com, and I cannot wait. And you want to sort of take in a bit of Star Wars chat in the lead up to The Last Jedi, subscribe to Steel Wars on iTunes or wherever you get your little podcasts from, you guys. If you want to hear classic episodes from I Love Green Guide Letters, join our Patreon for just $3 a month. You get access to all our 260-something episodes, which is a daunting amount of episodes to have online. And to leave you with a clip from our classic archive, it is episode 21 in our first ever run of live episodes. It is Tony Martin and Lawrence Mooney. I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you next week. Let's bring him in, one of our favorite ever guests, Mr. Lawrence Mooney. And from The Late Show, Get This Joy of Sex, Mr. Tony Martin.
Steady on. Hello.
How are we doing?
Hello, Green Guide Letters fans. It's really lovely to be here. We're in an enclosed space. Nobody knows we're here. Come on.
There were no letters complaining about us this week, were there? Have you?
No, you were. You featured in the Green Guide last, well, the week before last Thursday, and this show featured, and there were no letters this week.
No one came to my aid, or I would have loved a puerile. Get a puerile there out for me, guys. But we're fellow page 16. Green Guide article buddies. Lawrence is in the Green Guide in page 16 this week.
I know
week.
Nobody ever gets to page 16 of the Green Guide because it means going through 32 pages of sales in the middle there. So who's going to read that shit, you know, like magnify, unless you're into tech. But, yeah, so page 16, woo, yeah, we rule that page.
Well, our listeners probably didn't see either of our articles because it's both on the radio. What's it called? The Live Wire, the radio page where all the channels are. And you guys are probably all too concerned. Kilohertz is capitalized correctly.
Is it small K, capital H, small Z?
I think so, yeah. Is that? Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was sold.
Everyone knows that. look at that roof. Isn't that classic old Melbourne? Look at that. If you wanted to be the fan of the Green Guide Letters podcast, you could live up there. Let's get on with the show.
So this is the smoker's room at Spleen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Spark them up. Now's the time. So, dear Green Guide.
Dear Green Guide, I got very stoned at that thing on the thing.
Well, are we getting to, there was a mispronunciation this week, wasn't there? Or have you, are we building to
Let's
that?
Let's bide our time, Tony Martin.
Really?
Let's...
Don't want to bust out the big guns this early.
You close with mispronunciations.
It's actually pronounced mispronunciation.
There you go.
On this podcast. Are so Steele doesn't feel weird.
Are you sending in letters yourself to prolong
your... No, you can't. We have a thing called the Green Guide Prime Directive. Much like on Star Trek, The Next Generation,
right.
Where we observe the letters. Okay. We must never disrupt the letters.
Interfere.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm your Patrick Stewart, and he's young Riker, and Will Wheaton.
That'll be me.
I want to be the black lady.
I want to be Worf and fuck you. Too soon for that sort of thing?
I want to be Scotty.
I just remembered that my girlfriend's mum's here as well. So can we edit your memory of that?
So keep your latent homosexuality to yourself.
Yes. Interspecies homosexuality.
Interspecies. Okay.
Now, Tony Martin, I'm not sure what it is with your mind games that you're playing with me via the email. Like, you had requested that we just keep it as a mystery guest.
Yeah.
And then I get all these tweets and emails that you're on Triple R spruiking your appearance.
Really?
Yeah.
Was I?
Yes.
No, was that on Tony Wilson's?
Maybe it was the Tony Martin from Blue Murder that was spruiking there.
Could have been the German cyclist or the seventh lead singer of Black Sabbath. Or the former husband of Sid Charisse. We can, I will, keep going through all of them. Rugby league player, folk singer from New South Wales. And there is another one.
That must be some sweet IMDb page you've got there.
Oh, I'm number 3 on the IMDb because the Reverend Bob got in early. Are you in the internet movie database, Lawrence?
Yes, I am.
Do you ever find things that you had nothing to do with? Do you ever find porno movies where there's someone with a similar, like Lawrence Mooney with U?
Do they put porno on IMDb?
Yeah, I think the IMDb was actually started by, this is serious, by a man what was the internet before anyone could have it?
It was
the army.
Scientists at uni.
Yeah, someone started a database of all their porno movies and then that expanded outward.
See how early that great form of communication was corrupted.
But don't you... I mean, every technology is quickly used for porn, don't you find? If it's the internet or the photocopier or a vacuum cleaner, doesn't matter what it is that's invented, people will find a blue use for it.
I was watching morning TV and saw one of those robotic sweepers. It's like, it'll sweep a room when you're not there. And my immediate thought was, a man has fucked one of them. If you look at anything anywhere and you think a man has fucked that, you are correct. A man has tried to root everything. Not the same man. When I say a man, he doesn't go around the world.
Well, is anyone here... Now, I just want to reference episode 9, a landmark episode of the podcast where Lawrence really exposed a few mental issues, I have to say. Is anyone here named Nadine? Good. Okay. I just don't want you to call anyone a filthy shit eater again. That is...
Okay, I've got to qualify that by saying I might have said it on episode 9 that I'm good friends with and always had a crush on Nadine Garner.
Yes, you did say you did qualify it with, you added a bit to the equation, if your name's Nadine and you're from Inverloch and you write letters about the White Room.
That's right. She got into the White Room.
Yeah.
I think it's important at this point to say that you didn't say that Nadine Garner is a filthy shit eater.
No, that's right.
Just get that out now.
And I'll defend the White Room. I'll... three episodes were shot. Only two went to air. Well, I was in one of them. So the unseen third episode still exists, folks. It will be coming out on DVD.
Can I just say about White Room, and I'll preface this by saying I was in ADBC. And we had... did you do an ep of that?
No, didn't do an ep of that.
It was like a giant white set... everyone just went, this is a bad idea to have a giant white set panel show. And then I tuned into the White Room. It was whiter and larger. And I met George McEncroe, and I said, that set was so huge. It was like you needed a megaphone to speak to the people on the other panel. And she said, that was part of the problem. We couldn't hear what the people on the other team were saying.
Yeah. There was a lot of problems with it.
Okay.
I reckon two hosts, right. Two great hosts, Tony Martin and
Tony McClure.
Tony McClure,
yeah, easily mistaken.
And Julian Schiller. But I think two hosts is a dicey thing. I don't know. What do you reckon? Well, feelings, thoughts?
I don't know.
Objections?
Daryl Summers and Jackie McDonald, there was a tension there. It never really went away.
But there was definitely the sidekick protocol in place there.
Yes, it was the old Alan Partridge, I'm the host, you're the co-host,
yeah.
Kind of formula.
Jackie McDonald. Those big nits.
Do people remember Jackie McDonald? Do people remember Fiona McDonald?
Fiona McDonald.
She was the sister who was on It's a Knockout. Right. She was the one who had to giggle whenever Billy J. Smith said, he's fallen over!
Well, we were talking about Hey Hat Saturday 2 weeks ago with Will and Hammo, because there was a letter written in by a John Blackman.
To the Green Guy?
Yeah, and we were like just joking about how it was John Blackman. But Paul up the back somehow bumped into John Blackman and confirmed it was him making the complaint.
About what?
What was it? Mad about it.
What was it? What was he complaining about?
It was about the, I think it was people texting in for the traffic report.
Oh, so that was him that started that?
Because, yeah, he was the one that did it, because I do a party show on 3RRR and he was one of the guests. And I mentioned, did you write a letter for the Green Guy? And I thought he'd go, yeah. He all of a sudden, after he goes, oh, that, and he starts giving me the story from the beginning.
Blackers. So he thought there should be a warning about texting your traffic updates, but pull over first, and it was just very irresponsible.
Blackers, I know him to, you know, talk to and say good day to, and he is deliciously bitter. Like, he's...
yeah, he is.
If you're prepared to stand there while he rants and raves, you just have to start him. Any network, any radio network in Australia, any TV personality, any show, and we had asked him to appear. I was doing Drive on MTR, that station that used to exist and no longer does. And he was asked whether he'd like to do it. And he just goes, he'd gone, fuck that. I'm not going into MTR. He goes, first of all, the Macquarie Network did this to me in 1985, so they can fuck off. And then they did it again in 1992, so you can jam it up your ass. And, you know, Southern Cross, well, fuck them, because blah, blah, blah. I did this voiceover, and I'm still waiting for the payment. It's like, wow, your bitterness has got, like, subsections. It's got a Dewey Decimal System of, like, who fucked you over and when?
But another thing about Black is do you remember when he was doing a breakfast show in Adelaide and he said...
From
his house. And they went, right, and he goes, I'm not going to go to Adelaide. And they've gone, right, well, you can just drive down to St Kilda to the studios there. He's going, I'm not even going to go to St Kilda. So they had to set up a microphone in his house.
he was doing it from his house, making references to the, you know, Rundle Street Mall and how I was driving down Frome Street this morning. He just had all these traffic references. It's just a sham.
Paul, maybe Ixnay hassling him to come on the podcast now. I think that
every time I come on, it's just like red lines for potential guests. Ryan Maloney.
Well, we're trying to get Ryan Maloney on to confront Lawrence about the allegations.
The allegations. It was more a mad rant about his lack of commitment to the character of Toadfish. Because I think that he's let his own life bleed into Toadfish's life in that he's lost an enormous amount of weight because he's on light and easy, and I just think that is a disgrace as an actor. I think that you've imposed your own life on Toadfish, and Toadfish is a fat guy. I'm reviled by that lack of commitment to the character. In fact, you know, you owe Toadfish. You should take Toadfish to a new realm of... personal degradation.
Yes. So do you think he should be wearing a Jiminy Glick style fat suit?
Yeah.
Would he play
at the very least? Right. I want the piercings and the ponytail back on Toadfish.
But we're trying to get onto him, and
And then it was mentioned to Lawrence, and Lawrence just went...
I didn't snuff out the idea. My face might have said, are you fucking serious? Because if he hasn't heard it, I don't want you to go, listen to this. Come on and have a chat about Lawrence Mooney.
I was a bit worried after you gave me that look. Fleety killed Daphne and then fucking one-upped by Mooney killing Toadie in real life. That would...
I mean, you know, I think that if there was more commitment to character on Neighbours, it'd still be on 10 rather than on 11, so... I truly believe that. I think that they've got slack, and it's ever since, you know, what's her name? Helen, what's her name? Russ? Jan Russ.
Oh.
She was in charge of casting. Jan Russ left. She was like, she really drilled them quite hard, and then she left and it all went out the window. I know about the Crawford Productions, okay, so everyone's thinking he's quite mental, isn't he?
Hey, this is an insider. This is Neighbour's own Man in Pub.
Yeah. Are you Man in Pub?
Neighbour's Man in Pub. Yes, I am actually the Man in the Pub, because the one appearance I did on Neighbours was next to Terence Donovan in the pub drinking beer at Lassiter's, but it was, our call time was like 8 o'clock in the morning, so we're lining up beers, and they were fake beers, so it's just awful. But that's my screen time with Terence Donovan, father of Jason, wife of Sue McIntosh.
And you have you pop up in things. Are you in Phoenix?
Yeah, like I'm in Phoenix.
Third SAS man or something.
I'm in Phoenix as this is interesting, because I did the Phoenix was an ABC cop drama, very gritty, really good, and there was a bunch of extras hired for the whole season. So I think they did, you know, 12 or 13 episodes. It was, you know, almost half a year of shooting, and we were there full time, and they'd say, you know, in this shot, go over to that filing cabinet, pick up some files, walk back through here, you know, all that. So it was all the same featured extras. There was a team of about five of us. And I said to the director one day, and extras never talk to directors because directors don't like it. I said, I think there's a problem with your police station. It's like... His thought bubble was, fuck off. And he kind of, through gritted teeth, he goes... Oh, yeah? And I said, yeah, there's five cops in this police station that nobody ever talks to. There's five cops that never play another part, but they're constantly there. I reckon that's an issue. He goes, all right, fine. So we get to the end of this episode, and somebody, the story is somebody's leaving the force, or this group of, you know, special crime detectives, and he goes, can you sing Danny Boy? And I said, yeah. And he goes, all right, you're pissed in this scene and singing Danny Boy. I went, made to order.
And did your fee go up as a result of that?
I think I did get something extra for, you know, actually saying words.
Because, see, when you say that the directors don't like the extras to talk to them, that's because... The director is not allowed to address the extras.
Oh, yes, it's a rule.
It's an equity ruling. If there's a bunch of extras and you need them to move over a foot, you have to tell the first assistant director, who tells the second assistant director, who tells the third assistant director, who goes and tells everyone to move over. Because if the director directly addresses an extra, they become a featured extra, and they then their fee doubles. So often extras will try and trick the director.
Yes.
They'll approach the director at lunch and go, can you tell me where the toilets are? Oh, it's just down, bang, $125. That's a real thing.
Oh, God. I'm like, yeah, well, you could do it real easy. I'm a chef, though, so I did it real easy. Yeah. You can say anything you want.
Say anything you want.
But it might get cut out.
Mm.
Oh.
What? Bart's what did you say?
Nothing. I never say anything bad.
Say. All right.
Never say anything bad.
Too early, Bart.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
It's a safe space.
I would like to think it's a safe space, but clearly still has rules. Lick my asshole. Is that going to stay in?
No, you can't. You gotta give people like 20 minutes of like, I always think like the first time someone listens to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're just like, ah.
I think lick my asshole is pretty legit. It's pretty comfortable. It's like, well, a nice thing to do.
Well, on the flip side, they might listen in and, you know,
get the wrong idea.
No, depending on their lifestyle, like when I edit this, obviously, and you say this at the end of the podcast rather than the start.
Yeah.
They're listening, it's like, oh, no, I'm after a good ass licking up podcast.
Yeah. Oh, no, I should have waited to the end. This is right up my alley, literally.
Was that too normal of an intro?
That was too naughty.
Anything's too normal.
Lick my ass also. After you've licked Bart's ass.
Yeah.
Now do a normal one. But I didn't Google it. I just started halfway through Googling it. I remembered.
Oh, wow.
I got like a ghost Google.
That's great.
Oh, that's so crazy.
A ghostal.
The spirits are within you.
Yeah.